All right, Dave Plyron for Bob Surratt this morning here on 720 WGN. Happy Memorial Day to all of you. This is as close as we're going to get to kick off the summer barbecue grilling season and provide some helpful tips, some tasty recipes this Memorial Day and throughout the summer's Weber Grills Ambassador, Kevin Coleman. Good morning, sir.
Dave, thank you for having us.
It is nice to see you back in studio, my friend.
It's nice to be back, especially with you. You're looking good.
Oh, no, just sexy, whatever. You know, that's what Andy told me this morning. So here's a question for you. You were just at the Indy 500 grilling down there for Weber. Tell me a little bit about that experience.
So we had a really fun experience. We did a race for Jimmy Johnson in Daytona a couple years ago, and he was like, hey, can you come down and do an experience for us? I was like, absolutely. And so we went down, did a bourbon and meat education for him and some of his guests.
Wow.
And it was funny because his PR people were like, well, are you going to bring a big rig in? Are you going to do all this? I'm like, nope, actually, I got this Weber Traveler that Jimmy and I actually cooked on before that we're going to cook everything on. And so we're cooking, doing the experience, and all of a sudden, Dale Jr. shows up. And got this meat experience, barbecue experience, bourbon experience, and Dale Jr. And they're like sitting around two legends.
Yeah.
And it's amazing on how you're able to cook for like 12 people on the Weber Traveler, which has tons of space, just perfect compacts, goes up and down nice and easy. And so it was awesome because we just absolutely killed it for him.
I was gonna say, this is not the first time you've done that at the Indy.
But it's amazing when you put great food in front of people. There's an atmosphere where they're just talking, and you're at one of the most iconic racetracks in the world, and you're sitting around listening to two legends talk about racing and food. It was just like almost surreal at times.
Well, we're going to give away a Weber kettle, but I've got a trivia question that is tied into the Indy 500 that we're going to ask, and we're going to tell you, and don't start calling now because I didn't say the question yet, but we'll do it right before the break here. What's the hottest grill? You mentioned the Traveler, which you can cook on, and you do a lot of tailgating and stuff during football season and so forth. Like, what's the hottest grill that Weber has out there right now, or the newest hottest thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a hard question, right? Because you have the Weber Traveler, which is compact. I mean, the stand, you actually pull one button, it goes completely down to the ground. Yeah. I mean, the cooking space is almost as larger than a queue. You've got the smoke fire, which you can create crazy barbecue on. It has a Weber Connect built in, so you can basically track everything you're cooking, which is what I did down in Indy. You've got the new Genesis E335 series with the crafted barbecue, which you can take. You grill pizza, smash burgers. I mean, there's a sear grate. It's hard to really say.
I was there when that launched. That's a really great grill.
It's fantastic. Yeah. So it's really hard to say, like, what's the hottest grill. And then now you have the 70th anniversary Weber kettle, celebrating our 70 years making that kettle, which is fantastic. It's got some old school feel to it, to the kettle. So I don't think you can actually answer that fairly, right?
Tell folks what the Weber kettle was originally inspired by. Are made from?
Well, it's actually a great question. Let's look out here over Lake Michigan, that's exactly how it started by a buoy in Lake Michigan, where George Stephen was like, I think if I cut the top of this off and put two grates in, I might be able to cook, and that didn't work, and so he actually took a chisel and popped holes into it and figured out that's so you need some oxygen control to get the charcoal continue to cook, and so that's how it was born from a buoy here in Lake Michigan in Chicago, which is fantastic. And so it's great to celebrate 100 years with WGN and also with Weber.
70. Yeah, no question. Dave Schwann in our newsroom said earlier that he hasn't cleaned his grill yet. And I grill year round, but I know you've been in my backyard and seen that I need to clean it more often. But that's a thing that you absolutely should do if you're firing up today is, give us some basics on that.
Performance is going to be affected by the way the grill is clean. And so you always want to make sure, take the grates out. No matter what, if it's a gas or charcoal grill, take the grates out, clean the schmutz out of there. Usually a paid scraper or an old grill brush, you can force all the debris down, creates more of the convection air moving around a kettle. Gas grills, take the flavorizer bars out, take the grates out, use that scraper again, old grill brush. You want to make sure that you don't use that old grill brush on the burner ports, just because you could end up clogging those. I like to light up the grill with that stuff out just to see if I'm getting a nice blue flame across the top. Usually if you're seeing any kind of orange or yellow there, it's got some debris built, which is a question you've asked me numerous times, like, why is my burner's orange? Well, that's part of the reason.
Little
schmutz on there.
A little schmutz.
And then you know what I found that works really well is the Weber cleaners work fantastic.
Yeah.
But also if you take a Mr. Clean Bar, like, that will clean off a lot of the smoke stains, and that's one of those things, like, I was trying to get my grills to look a little prettier for this weekend, and that was one of those things,
people
like, let me try this, and it worked great on the outside of those grills.
I start just high flame burning the crap off the grill first, and then I'll go into lowering it down, letting it cool off, and then I clean.
That's one way of doing it. I like the reverse because you're going to, I mean, if you've got this great beer that you're drinking, heat it up, and then you can have another one, let it cool, then have another one and clean. So, I mean, I can appreciate that.
Yes, which you got the WGN beer in front of you right there. It's warm, though. You got to chill that a little bit. Best burger recipe. I want to talk a little bit about recipes before we go to break here. Like, what's your best burger?
From what we're doing now, like, we'd love, first, it depends on if you're going smashed or if you're going just a regular burger, right? Like, With the Genesis E335, with that crafted accessories that go in, like, you can do smash burgers that are absolutely fantastic. And so I usually have my salt, pepper, and garlic rub that's going to go over the top. I'm going to put some grilled onions down. We're going to smash that burger down, get caramelization to the whole side. If you're just doing traditional burgers, like, I love 3/4 of an inch, and you put a thumbprint right down the middle, and so that way all the juice doesn't go to the center of it. I'll finish that with a little bit of grilled onions and bacon. And one of the places that I've been to in California, it was called the Father's Office. They actually put crispy bacon inside the patty before it cooks. And so I love that because it created consistency. Every bite you had that crisp bacon into it. It was just fantastic. And so there's some ways that you can doctor up burgers to make them to your likings, but we're a big fan of just grilled onions and bacon.
What do you put on the burger? Like, what do you put on your burgers? Like, lettuce, tomato, you put a sauce on there? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, I try to keep the roughage to the salads, right? I mean, that kind of stuff can kill you. I'm a big, like, I like to put my toppings on, and then I'll usually, depending on the size of the burger, put 2 slices of cheese. That way it kind of glues it all together and creates a great consistency to it. But I'm more of like a ketchup, a little bit of mustard, maybe some barbecue sauce, depending on how the burger's being designed. And then just the bun. And I'm a big fan of pretzel buns. I like brioche. Those are fantastic. Sometimes if the burger's too
thin, I like
the
little sweet too.
Yeah,
I do.
Absolutely.
Or the Hawaiian buns or whatever.
Correct. That's another great one.
312-981-7200. I'm going to take the 7th caller. Gentlemen, wake up in there. Okay, 7th caller, 312-981-7200. What, you know, Kevin was talking about the Indy 500 and grilling out there. What was the year, the first year that WGN Radio aired Indy 500, which I think it was called the Memorial Day race or something of that nature. But Indy 500, what was the first year that it aired on WGN Radio? If you get it right, you're going to get a Weber kettle grill. 312-981-7200. We'll take the 7th caller on that after look at your traffic and weather, Dave. All right, Dave Plyron for Bob Surratt this morning here on 720 WGN. We're talking to Weber Grill Ambassador Kevin Coleman. You know, I know you always do some great sides on the grill, and you also do breakfast on the grill. That's what I love, especially when it's tailgating season. But it's fun to do that. Like, you can do pancakes, you can do everything on the grill, right? Just like an oven.
Absolutely. And you're getting into the summer season, so this is when brunch starts really taking over on Sundays. And so, especially with the Weber Genesis 335, that crafted accessory package, like, you have a griddle and doing your eggs out there, doing your bacon. We'll do some chorizo. We'll drop that down, put eggs on top. So you've got this beautiful breakfast tacos that you can do. You do French toast. The girls love doing that. And so that's so simple. We love using the Hawaiian bread or brioche buns. And so doing it outside, you don't have to heat the house up. The mess is outside, not inside. And the flavor is so much better when you're doing it too.
Corn on the grill.
Corn on the grill. That's like a Chicago thing. Mustard on your hot dog, thick pizza. Yeah. Like, I love pulling back the husk. I love taking the silk out. I love soaking it in cold water with a couple of tablespoons of sugar in there. And then I'm going to grill it with the husk on because I love that smoky flavor that you get when you're going direct with the husk. And then for the last, like, maybe 5-6 minutes, I'll pull the husk back, drop a little bit of butter on there, and then you start getting the browning to the outside of the corn. It's fantastic.
What a perfect day for that. We did ask for a caller here on 312-981-7200 about a question to win a Weber grill, a kettle grill. And Kevin was just grilling at the Indy 500 representing Weber. And the question was, what was the year that WGN Radio first aired the Indy 500? And Eileen from Crest Hill has that answer. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
Good morning, Dave and Kevin. Nice to hear you today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And the year is?
1924.
That is correct. 1924. Congratulations. And I'm going to have you hang on the line so Jack and Ben can get your phone, your address and all that good stuff. And we'll get that grill for you so you have it for the summer months.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And have a great day.
Thank you. You too. You too. So you also do a cowboy ribeye steak. And I remember taking classes at the Weber Grill restaurants at some point and learning how to do that and do it right. And I still do it to that day. It's like 8 minutes each side and salt and pepper and garlic and, you know, all that other good stuff. But tell us your recipe for that cowboy ribeye that you do.
So I love doing like 2-inch to 2.5-inch thick cowboy ribeye is perfect size for me. And what I'll do is I cook it indirect. So I roast it up until about 110 degrees and then I'll put it over direct heat and do the sear. And this is where, you know, for people that have these expensive steaks and are cooking, like the Weber Connect is fantastic because I'll put the probe in and it actually sends a signal to my phone when the temperature is perfect at that 110, and then I'll take it over to the direct heat. And so that's what I love about having the Weber Connect is people think like, well, Kevin, use accessories when you cook. Absolutely, because if I have all this stuff going on or I'm trying to cook things to absolute perfection, I need as much of that technology help as I can get. And so that's exactly why I use the Weber Connect, which is awesome because our new Genesis line has it built into there. The SmokeFire has it built in. Okay. And so you're starting to see more of that into the backyard grills, which is easier for consumers to cook better. And even for people like me that need that absolute perfection, that's my go-to tool to make sure we're doing that.
If you got a question for Kev, we've got a couple minutes here. 312-981-7200. You know, we've all grilled sausages and Polish and hot dogs and brats on the grill. And for some of us, we've ended up with the casing split open and then the juice is gone and it's dry. Like, what do we do to prevent that?
Well, one, I prevent that by not inviting the people I don't like to my barbecues because that way, I don't have to cook that way for them.
Gotcha.
But I'm a big like 300 degrees, 325, a lower heat. I like doing that for about a half an hour.
Okay.
And so the casing will naturally get larger. The pork inside, the seasonings inside start to activate and get bigger. And so if you try to blunt force trauma that where you're just going high heat or medium high heat, the casing's going to end up popping and all that juice gets out. And so I like going low, like 300, 325, about 35 minutes. And then I'll crank the heat up just to brown it at the end. And absolutely fantastic.
Do you have a favorite barbecue or rub that you use when you're doing chicken or ribs or anything for that nature?
I have some of my go-tos, yes. Yeah. I don't want to give away all the secrets because then I'm not going to get invited back. But no, I mean, for the most part, I have consistency. What I would say about rubs and sauces is you have to design that. You have to pick according to what you're going to be doing. And what I mean by that is if you're going to be saucing something, I'm going to go easy on the rub because that sauce is going to take over and it's really going to pop when you put it on. Now, putting the sauce at the correct time is important because you want to activate those sugars and the ingredients in it to really bring out flavor. And so I'll do an easy rub if I'm going to have sauce. If I'm not, I'm going to bring more pop to it. You're going to find some more paprika in there. You're going to find more cayenne pepper. You're going to find a little bit more sugar because I really want to make those the ribs or the pork shoulder pop if it's not going to have the sauce. But if it's going in sauce, it's going to get dumbed down a little bit because I really want to enhance the flavor with that sauce that's going on there.
We got about a minute left. What is your favorite summer dessert on the grill?
I'd have to say banana boats are fantastic.
Banana boats.
Boy Scouts of America way back in the day. Actually, I think it was the Girl Scouts came up with it. But you take your bananas, you inside the peel, slice down the middle, push them by both ends so you can get stuff in. And this is where I love like having five kids and all this stuff that goes on. You can add chocolate chips into them, blueberries, strawberries, caramel. Like they can design their own dessert, which they all like to tell me what I'm doing right and a lot of the times what I'm doing wrong. And so what's fantastic is when you're having a big party, they're easy to do, but you can make them so customizable to people that they get to enjoy it more.
And you've done s'mores on the grill as well.
S'mores are fantastic. It's simple. You use, graham cracker, a little bit of egg, bring that together in a 4x4 pan. And then what I'll do from there is I'll lay in my marshmallows, my chocolate chips, some of my fruit, and I'll just bake it on the grill for about 15 to 20 minutes. And
brilliant.
It's fantastic.
Love it. Love it. Kevin Coleman, Weber Grill Ambassador. Always a pleasure. Weber.com. Find all the cool new grills and all that other good stuff as well. Thank you,
absolutely,
my friend.
No, thank you. And I just to say, this Memorial Day, make sure we spend a little bit of time thinking about the veterans that did not make it back. And, you know, when you're outside cooking and grilling and stuff, George Stephen was in the military himself. So it's always good to just, you know, remember that, enjoy that. And the freedom isn't free. And thank you for all the people that have sacrificed.
The true meaning of the day. True meaning of the day. Thanks, brother. Have a great day.
Thank you.